Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ms. Worth It Speaks. It has been a while. However, I am glad and delighted to come back and come back with an amazing introduction. I now, Ms. Worth It, introduce you to Delzora C., who is the new author of her first book, The Darkness of the Aftermath, Transformed to Light. And that author is yours, none other than Ms. Worth It. So I'm just excited, and I just wanted to take a little time to come and let you know that we will be going back live, Ms. Worth It Speaks, this coming up January. And you'll hear a couple of inserts here and then before then, but we'll be starting back live with our scheduled show, discussing things from being a new author to justice to just anything that can and will affect us in 2016, especially starting with women, because, you know, I am an advocate. Of course, I am a woman, but I love helping women and inspiring women, as you know, with my women's group, WORTH, Women of Righteousness, Truth, and Honor. And so Ms. WORTH kind of has her hands in a bunch of things that involves women, and I'm really excited about it. But I'm most excited to just come to you tonight for a few minutes just to introduce you to my first book, The Darkness of the Aftermath, Transformed to Light. And I know you probably wonder, wow, what a name. Well, the name is because at the time before I started writing this book, I found myself in a dark place. And that came from, as most of you know, on my social media fans, friends and family, my son was murdered unjustly in May of 2013. Well, he actually was shot down, but he still was murdered, and he died in June of 2013. And so this book, I just felt the need, as I was led by the Holy Spirit, to journal, because that is what I do, but to journal for comfort. And as I began to journal for comfort, I realized that these words, through tears and the pain I was facing, may be a blessing to someone else. Because during the time after my son was murdered, during that time, from then to even now, I realized that there was a strength in me that was unexplainable. But then again, after I thought about it, the strength was explainable. The strength came from God. I believe. I am a believer. I'm a Christian. I'm saved, and I trust in God through Christ Jesus. And that, because I have walked that walk since I was 16 years old, gave me the strength to get through what had happened to my son. And it wasn't my first time facing death. I mean, I encountered death with grandmother, my brother, you know, through my father, you know, and different people. But I got through those, but then when it got to this one, it just seemed so different. It seemed as if this was something I couldn't explain, and I wasn't quite sure how I was going to make it before he died. I wasn't quite sure if I was going to make it if he passed away, and he did. He went home to be with the Lord. But however, I just kept leaning on God. Like, I wasn't thinking about dying, but I just didn't know how was this going to work without a part of me. But then I realized also I had two other parts that were left, and that's my other son, my youngest son, and my daughter. And as well as God gave me two other parts, my grandson and my granddaughter. But then the Holy Spirit even began to show me even more than that first and foremost, I was accountable to God, first and foremost. So if he chose to let me live, I should not want to do that. So I shouldn't even think about how can I. It was I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And so not only did I have other children, grandchildren, but I had best friends, and I had other people who love me, care about me, and I even have some people who lean on me. So you know, it was just amazing. And I had, and I came to grips with the fact that, you know what, whatever the situation was, no matter what we face in life, we must be the warriors and the conquerors and to continue to live for Christ. Only cowards end their life because they figure they can't go on without somebody else. And I'm nobody's coward. I'm a soldier in the army for the Lord. And so I needed to express what I went through, and I wanted to share it. And I've always wanted to write, but never did. And so now this is my new beginning. The book has been published and released by me. So forgive me if it may not be as perfect as Maya Angelou's writing and, you know, other writers, Dora Neale Hurston and, you know, all these other writers. But this is just the beginning of many more books, thoughts, and stories that I have to tell concerning my life and the life I've lived and the things that I think about and the things that I inspire, that inspire me. And so I hope that you will not only be my audience on Blog Talk Radio, that you will not only be my audience on Facebook and social media when you comment and like the things, but I hope that you will purchase this book by going to www.mzworthit.com. That's missworthit.com. I hope and pray that not only will you purchase this book, but you will read this devotional, journal your thoughts, and share with others. I pray that you will not only purchase this book, but that you will become a longtime follower, patronage, fan of the author, Delora C., and the brand, Miss Worth It, because I have so much love and so inside of me that I want to give. And I want to give in every way that God allows me to give. I want to give. And I'm starting with giving my thoughts, my words, and explaining to you how such tragedy, I can stand strong, I can comfort others, and I continue to live because of the Christ that stands in me. And so I just want to leave you with just a small excerpt from the book, and hopefully this will inspire you to inspire you to order your book. The cost of the book is $13.99 plus tax. So I hope that this will inspire you. No energy or desire to move, the voice of Christ. As you count the days from the last time you saw your loved one alive or the situation that has left you broken, you really don't have the energy to move forward, and a part of you really don't want to. But back of Christ in you, you can and you will begin to move. Even, guys, with the hurt, the brokenness, and the pain you may feel, if you trust and believe that you can, God will strengthen you, inspire you, and you will. So those were a couple of words from The Darkness of the Aftermath Transformed to Light. It is my pleasure to share my innermost thoughts through tears and pain with you, because I love so much that I want to help someone else who feel as if they can't get through not just a death, but a divorce, a friendship that has broken up. Maybe you lost your job after 20-something years. Maybe your house was burned down. Maybe your family is not the family you thought they were. Maybe they turned their back on you. Maybe it's a breakup with a coworker. No matter what the tragedy is that you are faced with, know that you will be an overcomer. And I pray that the darkness of the aftermath transformed to light will heal, help you heal, will help you be uplifted, will help you be inspired, will help you to continue the journey and reach the destiny that God has placed in your life, for your life, will give you a lift that you'll be excited to go forward in everything that he has set up for you, to be stronger, to be more loving, to be more kind, to be more compassionate, to be more bold, to be a go-getter, I share this with you tonight. I pray that I help someone along the way. And I ask that you will not forget about me. Don't just follow me on my blog and listen to the words I say. Don't just follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Don't just purchase The Darkness of the Aftermath Transformed to Light. But pray for me and continue to purchase those things, not just from Delzora C, but any book, any song that you can listen to, that you can read, any person that you can talk to who can have an open heart to reach out and help you do that. As I continue this new journey of my life as a new writer, with my Blog Talk Radio, as a founder of Worth, as the president of Justice from A to Zeus Incorporated, because I will continue to stand for justice, I am also now that new person who will put everything that God has given her, everything that I've been giving out to my new business as a somewhat of a talk therapist or a talk guider. So if you need me, don't hesitate to contact me. You can reach me in many ways, through social media, Instagram, Twitter, Miss Worth It. You can contact me via phone, 404-731-8860, or you can go to my website, www.MizMZWorthIt.com. You have spent your time this afternoon listening to Miss Worth It Speaks, introducing the new and revived Delzora C, author and self-publisher of the introduction to her first book, The Darkness of the Aftermath Transformed to Light. It has been my pleasure. God bless you. And please continue to stay connected, because I will continue to reach out and connect with you. Have an amazing night.